This is KUT. Charter schools in Austin say they're disappointed by new zoning and development regulations to build schools in the city. KUT's Kate McGee tells us about new rules that were adopted by the Austin City Council and why charter schools are taking issue with them.
For some people in the Windsor Park neighborhood, the problem started 2 years ago when Austin Achieve built a school right next to the neighborhood, 16 feet away from some homes, to be exact. Beth Castello lived in the neighborhood. Her street was clogged with traffic.
The school had the option to conduct their own traffic study, and as a result, they made decisions in the best interest of their own financial bottom line, without either the experience needed to predict the resulting problems or the responsibility to its students, the city, or our residents of the neighborhood, in order to responsibly plan a safe and efficient solution.
Charters were building schools with few restrictions. The new rules would change that. They're patterned after current development agreements between local public school districts and the city of Austin. Charter schools cannot make similar interlocal agreements because they are not taxing entities. Under the new regulations, the charter schools say one provision will curb their ability to build schools. It's called impervious cover. How much of a plot of land can be covered in pavement that prevents water from filtering into the soil? The new regulations say charter schools can only build on 50% of a lot, the same percentage as Austin Public Schools. Matt Abbott is the CEO of Wayside Charter Schools. He says the requirement is arbitrary, especially in commercial areas where office spaces and businesses can build on more of the lot than 50%.
So why would we want to artificially limit a school's ability to build a facility that best meets their needs? Based on an interlocal agreement that was adopted in the mid-90s.
Abbott and other charter operators allege these new restrictions are not just about where a school can be built or how tall a school building can be, but a way to stop the growth of charter schools, which have pulled students from local public schools. Those who support the new requirements, including Austin ISD board members and most city council members, say the regulations will level the playing field between charters and public schools. Kate McGee, KUT News.